Shalom, Mishpocha. Shalom, family. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpocha, the family with the Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation between Jew and Gentile has finally come down to form one new man. Getting ready, Mishpocha, to blow the grandest shofar. Oh, the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone, everywhere, to hear the good news. We want everyone, everywhere, to be red hot for the Messiah. My guest is red hot for the Messiah. He had a revelation from God. Jesus literally came to him and downloaded information on how to pray the way Jesus prayed to get the results that Jesus got. Mel, tell me the first time you prayed for a dead person and they came back to life.
Okay. It would have been in 1991, and I went to Monterrey, Mexico. A pastor friend of mine, that he married a Mexican lady. His name is Pastor Bill Clifton, and he can verify all of these miracles. Pastor Bill Clifton, he lives in West Frankfort, Illinois. And so he set this crusade up. And the very first night, I'm preaching, and I'm so excited because this is the first miracle meeting outside of country. And so there wasn't a lot of people there, maybe 600 to 700 people, something like that. And we'd put banners up, bring the blind, the deaf, the crippled, the incurable, bring those that bring even the dead. And so I said that because Jesus said that. He says, go raise the dead and so forth and do all of these things. And it was the last thought in my mind that they're going to bring a dead person. So I'm preaching this sermon, and I'm real excited, and so I'm full of emotions and really preaching strong. And right in the middle of my sermon, all of a sudden, four men are carrying this lady, one on each arm, one man on each arm, one man on each leg, and they carry her, and they bring her and lay her down on the ground under this big tent. And I asked the interpreter, I says, what are these guys doing? And they said, well, you've been advertising, and because we had advertisements with billboards and bullhorns, people advertising for us and to do all of these things. And he says, you advertised to bring the dead, and so she's dead. The doctor said that she's already had one or two or three heart attacks, and if she has another one, she'll die. And so earlier this day, she had another one, and she died. And so one of the neighbors said, take her there. And so that evening, they brought her, and she's dead. I've been pastoring full-time since 1972, and so I've seen a lot of dead corpses, and she's dead, and she's laying on the ground. And so I'm thinking, the first thing I'm thinking is, I've never prayed for a dead person before. And I'm thinking, man, God, why couldn't have we had at least some headaches or something first? Let me warm up to this. And so none of those things happened. I prayed for the lady. Nothing happened. Nothing happened at all. But I prayed with my whole heart. And I said, okay, God, I did my part. The rest is up to you. And I went back to preaching. And in fact, I got away from the lady. And probably about 10 minutes later, all of a sudden, the crowd, these Mexican people, are all standing and shouting. And I turned around and looked, and that woman, she's up walking around and sort of dancing. And so that was my first experience of praying for somebody with my whole heart that was dead. And so that took place.
Tell me also in Monterrey, Mexico, about the woman whose one leg was at least half a foot shorter than the other.
Right. It was a little more than a half a foot shorter than the other leg. And she was, her body was deformed. She had like a, to the best of my remembrance, it looked like she had like a hump back that, and her back was bowed over. It looked like that there was a hump probably at least 4 inches thick on her back. And so I brought her up on the platform because I'm convinced that we're living in some times to where that the Apostle Paul said that I come not with excellency of speech, but I come with demonstration and power. I think there's a time, this is the time. In fact, that's one of the things that the Lord has told me. The shortest dispensation is about to take place, and we could have crossed that threshold already. It's the dispensation of demonstration. People need to see the demonstrative miracle-working power of God. That brings masses to people. People that can't even understand your language, they can understand that you have a God that's more than enough, and that you have a God that's greater than all these other religions and isms and schisms. It speaks a lot of truth. So I bring people on the platform and demonstrate the power of God. I did that. I put her on some chairs to where the people could see the short leg, and I prayed with my whole heart, and within, my goodness, 3 seconds, something like that, that leg just grew straight out. Her body straightened out.
Now, I've seen a leg grow out a half an inch, even an inch, but I've never seen a leg grow out more than half a foot. That must have been amazing to watch.
Absolutely. And we do have a video. I'm still, it's a long story, but I've got so many videos, and so I'm trying to find it. But we have shown that at our church. And so, but Pastor Bill Clifton was there. He sat, you can call him, and he'll verify that particular miracle. And the lady stood up. She's perfectly healed. The next night she came, the first time in her whole life, she wore a pair of high heels, and they were spike high heels, red high heels. The first time in her life, she was so proud to be normal.
How about this is so well documented, mm-hmm. the Calypso Queen of Guyana.
Okay. This happened a few years ago where that we were doing a miracle crusade in the country of Guyana, South America, and so there was about 1,200 people there, and I was praying first for the blind people, and so there was probably about...
Do many blind people get their sight back under your ministry?
I would say probably 98% of the people that are blind will receive some manifestation, and probably maybe 30% that are totally blind receives full manifestation.
How many people were at this event?
Well, there was only about 1,200 people, but now I had prayed for, when I first, the upshot of the whole thing is, when I prayed for her, she received full sight, and the crowd came.
Now, was she totally blind?
She was totally blind. She could not see your hand 3 inches in front of her face. And the next morning, after she was healed, because the crowd started shouting, you know, I believe in being very kind and considerate, but I believe that sometimes we have to be strong, that, you know, this is how you're going to receive, and if you don't do these things, you're not going to receive. And when I finally said that, she received, and boy, I mean instantly, her eyes opened. She read a newspaper on the platform, and if they'd get a hold of Pastor Philbert London in the country of Guyana, he's probably one of the most well-known ministries in the country of Guyana because he set this crusade up for me. He'll verify that. He'll also verify they had me on nationwide TV the next morning asking me, how in the world could you...
Geraldo, where are you when we need you? Okay, tell me in Bulgaria about the man whose face was eaten up with cancer.
Okay, that happened just recently, a year or two ago, maybe last year. In fact, I've given you the information to where that you can get a hold of. His first name is Vasco, and I can't pronounce the last, and he's in Bulgaria. We have that on film. There was a man that his face was eaten up by cancer. He had a mask on. We prayed for him, prayed with his whole heart. He fell in the spirit, and that's the last time I seen him. The next time I seen him, this pastor interviewed some doctors, and they also interviewed him, and his face was just brand new, not a scar on his face, totally healed by the power of God. Recreative miracles.
You know what I love? When you share, as we have this special CD where you teach people how to pray with their whole heart, and then your book, which covers that whole subject called Releasing God's Anointing, when someone studies this, the most amazing thing happens. Tell me about the 8-year-old girl in Japan.
Well, I can teach people this if they just read the book, but I can't be every place at the same time. Only Jesus can do that. But in Japan, I have teaching sessions where I teach people how to do this. And so I show the people, because they're very intellectual people, and I wanted to show them how simple it is. And everything must be simple. And that's the way that my book is, because Psalms 119, verse 130, the Bible says, the entrance of God's words, they give light, they give understanding to the simple. If it's not simple, God's not involved in it. And I think that's where most of the time people miss things, because they make it too complicated. It's simple. So I brought a little 8-year-old girl on the platform that she wasn't even born again. And then I explained to her what it meant to be born again, and then filled with the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues. And she wanted both. She received both. Then I brought her on the platform. And then I explained to her just in about 2 minutes how to pray with your whole heart. And then we brought incurable conditions on the platform. And this is videoed. I don't have the videos, but you could, if you get hold of Pastor Hiroko Aabe in Tokyo, she sets up all my meetings, and they have the videos of this little girl. She prayed for people that had incurable conditions for like 15 years, lived with pain for 15 years, and the people, these adults, were totally, instantly healed by God's power. And so it can be learned. And even remember, Jesus said, the works that I do shall you do also.
Well, our time is up, Mel, but I can't wait for you to get the revelation that Mel Bond got in 1984 when Jesus visited him and downloaded information on how to pray with your whole heart. I mean, this is literally going to explain why you have continual loss in your life. This is going to explain what's preventing you from walking in God's presence. This is going to be the key, literally, so that you'll be walking in instant miracles. We're making the book, Releasing God's Anointing, and the CD, How to Pray with Your Whole Heart, available for donation of $22. To hear this week's interview in its entirety, or to watch archives of our television show, It's Supernatural, visit our website at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org. To receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. Or call our order-only line, 1-800-447-2697. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-447-2697. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's S-I-D-R-O-T-H, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521.